Cuba denies passport to head of pro-democracy group Ladies in White. By Francis Martel on November 7, 2018. Brota Soler, the head of Cuba's pro-democracy Ladies in White group, denounced the communist regime there on Tuesday for refusing to renew her passport, telling her that she was being regulated generally and could not move freely. Soler suggested that government officers did not provide any explanation for why she had been deemed a regulated person, though her activism has long made her a target of arbitrary police action. Soler told the U.S.-based Martí Media Network that she had gone to renew her passport, required of all Cubans every 2 years, on Monday to buy a flight to Miami, where she had scheduled a medical appointment. "I was informed that I could not activate my passport because I was regulated," she said. According to the site Cubanet, regulation is a term used for a punitive measure applied by state security through the Ministry of the Interior, MININT, not imposed through the courts or associated with any crimes, violations, or formal accusations. The police have the authority to regulate anyone it deems problematic without having to undergo seemingly any due process. This expansive power is often used against pro-democracy and anti-communist voices who do not in any way violate the law, towing the line of even the arbitrary law banning disrespect, but the government deems it necessary to silence them. Soler is the head of a movement comprised of the wives, daughters, sisters, and mothers of political prisoners, founded by late activist Laura Palin. The Ladies in White traditionally partake in only one act of protest, attending Catholic Mass on Sundays in silence while wearing white and carrying the images of their imprisoned loved ones. Many of the women involved in the movement had no political past prior to the arrests of their loved ones and became activists in light of the injustices that befell their family. The Cuban regime routinely orchestrates violent mass arrests against the Ladies in White and, with little complaint from the Vatican, barred most of the women from attending Mass. Soler has been arrested, often violently, almost every Sunday for the past 3 years. In one such episode, bystanders caught Cuban police attacking Soler on video, twisting her shoulder and causing bleeding to her eye. Police attacked Soler for standing outside of her home in silence holding a sign reading "Revolution is repression" and detained her for several hours. Cuba has come under sustained pressure from international human rights groups to cease taking dissidents in as political prisoners. While it continues to do so, notably in the case of Christian Liberation Movement, MCL, leader Eduardo Cardet, arrested for refusing to mourn Fidel Castro, it has shifted tactics and more often used short-term detention to abuse and torture dissidents. For Soler, this meant over 10 arrests, one almost every Sunday, in the summer months of 2018. Soler's struggle has attracted support from the Trump administration, which has prioritized distancing itself and the free world from the Castro regime. In a speech announcing new sanctions on Havana last week, National Security Advisor John Bolton lauded the group for courageously tacking to the streets to defend their families and all of Cuba. Soler was personally invited to attend President Donald Trump's speech announcing the end of Obama-era concession policies toward Cuba last year, but the regime banned her from traveling to Florida for the occasion. Soler has also been a fixture in what has become a traditional July 4th celebration at the American Embassy in Havana. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.